nice. Now I'm here. I really, you get to see what it involves, you know, like, because.
Well, we have discussed you a little bit today, and you've been described by Pradeep as the ultimate birthday gift, and a surprise one at that. But I can't help thinking that it's a gift to you as well, being here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just realizing that today. I mean, yesterday, like, really, first day, of course, I had a little bit jet lag, but now then it started to sink in how special it is to be here, and also to really get the feeling of the race, because, as I mentioned already before, it's, you're doing a fantastic job with writing the blog, and that makes it really alive, but then you get a feeling and you see the results. But once you get here, especially, I'm following Pradeep, I realize how intense it is. You know, he has to keep going. It's not like he's just resting for half an hour or so, and then he takes little breaks and immediately has to get up and be focused, be disciplined, and that's really amazing.
Well, you came about 3 days ago?
Yeah, Saturday.
And even though you've been looking at what was happening and seeing the numbers, the reality of what he does here every day never could possibly sink in until you got a chance to put your feet right on the same sidewalk
exactly,
and go around.
Exactly, yeah. And see him, you know, you see him very close by. I see him doing his little naps, you know, this power nap of 15 minutes, and it's special. You know, he also told me something's happening, you know, during that short sleep. He gets some inner strength.
So the sleep is like a meditation?
Yeah. Or like a kind of really powerful recharging. That's how he experiences it. So, but you can also see it, like, he lies down immediately. He's very peaceful. Like,
how did you even get yourself in the position of coming here and doing this in the first place? I mean, it was a surprise to him.
Yeah.
But it's not a surprise to you. You thought about it a little bit.
Yeah. It's also, people in the center, they inspired me. I mean, they brought up the idea, and then I really thought, I mean, I got already the feeling more and more, as I said, reading your blog and going along in this, following the race, that the feeling is really, really special, and I should be there, you know, at least to help out a few days, because it's so special. I mean, it would be really weird not coming here, and he comes home, you know, I think, wow, congratulations, and that's it, you know. So it's really fantastic to be part of it.
What kind of things in particular surprise you, other than the fact the intensity, and it's just, he is working incredibly hard? I mean, is it just everything about this that is, the reality of it is surprising, or are there some things, like very specific things that you just couldn't imagine happen, but are in fact happening?
Yeah. Well, I think it's also the oneness, you know, that this feeling I got already a little bit at home, like how much oneness there is with everybody, you know, the helpers and girls who are cooking, and again, like a person like you putting a lot of effort in bringing it, spreading in the news about it. I think it's really a oneness project, and I'm not sure if there's really one particular thing.
Okay. You're going to leave when?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So you're going to have literally the agony of 24 hours of looking at his finish. from Canada or from Holland, where are you going to be?
I'm going on back home.
Back home to Canada.
Yeah. Basically, I missed one night, so.
But you're going to miss the last night, the crossing the finish line.
Yeah. Well, try to be there inwardly. And all the attention should go to that man there. You know, like,
do you need to hop up and give him something?
Have you snowed up, Pradeep? No. We're practicing for the afternoon now.
You know, we do understand that both of us, all of us, have been in the spiritual life practicing for a long, long time. And some things are just indefinable, indescribable. But when you come away from here tomorrow night and go back to Holland, is there an inspiration or something in particular that you're going to still be able to cherish and hold on to when you go back home?
Yeah, definitely. Especially being at this area. This morning I was speaking with the younger disciple and describing, like right behind here, how we used to have gurus playing tennis and there was no aspiration ground. We were sitting on the stairs, and this whole feeling of the track here, the races were around the track. And this kind of this feeling also comes back. So I mean, it's not directly connected with this race, but just to be in this area for quite a bit of time during the day, it's really special, I think.
So really, it just connects you to
where it all started, you know. So like, I mean, maybe that sounds a little bit vague, but
no, that sounds pretty good, because literally, I mean
Guri, I remember you, like, you were playing against with the stairs there, or sometimes there on the other side, and so at that time we were already spending a lot of time here, and now it's basically at the same location here. Like,
so really, I'm paraphrasing here, I guess, a little bit, but the sporting vision of Sri Chinmoy always existed in this little proximity. And now it's moved over across the street, or at this particular moment it's across the street, and it doesn't go for like a morning, it goes all summer.
That's I mean, that's the main thing. You've described also, like, it's beyond the mind, you know, like to think that they're running 2.5 marathons every day for 52 days. That's unbelievable. Like,
did you think, I mean, we're not going to jinx him or anything, but he's going to do it now, right?
He said himself, like, today is an important day for him. He said if he goes well this today, then he realizes he can just finish it probably by walking. But sure, he's not going to walk, but it's very likely something, unless something really bad happens, but I cannot imagine.
No, I don't want you to speak for everybody, but did you ever imagine he could do as good as he's doing right now?
Well, as you know, he heard it like only 2 weeks before the race started, and it's always been a dream of him. So I think he had you spoke many times with him, but probably had two sides. That one side, he was really inspired to do it, and maybe on the other hand, he was a little bit afraid of it. So he described it also. I remember Abhi Nhabha interviewed him kind of last center meeting we had, and but he said some really nice things. I like his attitude. At that moment, I felt really that he could do it, because his attitude was really good.
Do the impossible.
Exactly.